Friday. We've got to have a show for Friday.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Listen, gang, I hate to tell you this, but we've got to put a splice in Friday's show.
What do you mean, now?
Well, you remember when we recorded that trumpet hound script? The FM bled in. We got about 30 seconds of that football game. Now, we just need to redo about half a page, and it just entails me and Ronnie.
Just you two. Where is it, now?
Yeah, it's on script 83, page 2. Now, Ronnie, you start right where it says, "You mean just apples."
Gotcha. Let it roll, J.R.
You mean just apples? No Gainsburgers or gravy train?
Apparently not.
Golly.
Now, let's see. It says here, the most notable trumpet hound in the history of the breed was owned by Colonel Ralph von Schnitzenhofer. So we're just not too far.
You mean just apples? No Gainsburgers or gravy train?
Apparently not.
Golly.
Now, let's see. It says here, the most notable trumpet hound in the history of the breed was owned by Colonel Ralph von Schnitzenhofer and weighed 372 pounds.
372?
Yeah!
We may have to ask the audience to leave.
You mean just apples? No Gainsburgers?
No, that's not my fault.
You mean just apples, no Gainsburgers, a gravy train?
Apparently not.
Golly.
Now, let's see. It says here, the most notable trumpet hound in the history of the breed was owned by Colonel Ralph von Schnitzenhofer and weighed 372 pounds.
Come on, this is thank you.
Childish.
You mean just apples? No Gainsburgers or gravy train?
Apparently not.
That is a funny line.
You mean just apples? No Gainsburgers or gravy train? You mean just apples? No Gainsburgers or gravy train?
I believe we found it. We found this church. He's had it snapped up on the solid.
You mean just apples? No Gainsburgers or gravy train?
Apparently not.
Golly.
Now, let's see. It says here, the most notable trumpet hound in the history of the breed was owned by Colonel Ralph von Schnitzenhofer and weighed 372 pounds.
372 pounds?
Yeah, von Schnitzenhofer was leader and first trumpet player in the court of Karl the Great of South Lichtenberg. The colonel had trained this huge blonde beast to howl the fundamental bass line to a
I can't do this. I can't get through this. Let me try washing my face. Maybe
at this rate, we may not have a show on Friday.
Look at Mac and Ronnie there in that office. I ain't never seen two grown men so tickled. Look, he's rolling on the rug now.
My word, Gilbert, what are we going to do for Friday's show?
Well, maybe J.R. could go right to Swap Shop a little bit early.
Well, let's just go fishing Friday. Maybe no one would miss us anyway. We better not take those two clowns, though. They'd probably turn the boat over.